啊，今天下午我们从约翰一书啊来学习一些啊属灵的教训。
And this afternoon, we'd like to learn some spiritual teachings from the book of First John.
约翰一书里面有在谈论恶者啊这一件事情。
The book of First John talked about or uses this term the evil one.
那我们从约翰一书啊前后一直读啊，这个恶者其实就是指的魔鬼。
And if you continue to read throughout the book of First John, you'll see that this evil one is referring to Satan.
好，那常常我们对这个魔鬼没有警觉性。
And sometimes we fail to watch out for Satan.
那其实我们的生活，我们过着属灵的生活，这个灵界里面就是神跟魔鬼的存在。
But as a matter of fact, when we try to cultivate our spiritual lives, you'll find there's a constant battle between good and evil, that is Satan versus God.
所以一方面我们要亲近神，另外一方面要提防恶者的工作。
Therefore, on one hand, we want to draw near to God. We should also defend and watch out for the work of Satan.
好，我们看约翰一书的第五章。
Please refer to 1 John chapter 5.
啊，约翰一书第五章。
First John chapter 5,
十九节。
Verse 19,
约翰一书第五章的十九节。
First John chapter 5, verse 19,
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Verse 19, we know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
啊，这一节圣经节啊，把人分作两半，两种。
And this verse has divided humankind into two major categories.
那第一种人就是属神的人。
First type of people are the children of God.
好，那第二种人就是握在恶者的手下那种人。
And then the other group of people, they are under the control of the evil one.
好。这里说全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Here it says that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
那这里讲这个世界到底在讲什么？
So what is this world referring to?
啊，如果我们看这个约翰福音的三章十六节。
If you refer back to 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
请你读。约翰福音三章的十六节。
Oh, excuse me, Gospel of John, John chapter 3 verse 16. John chapter 3.Verse 16 here, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Okay, 如果我们读英文很清楚、哦、读中文是说神爱世人，但是如果读英文、啊啊、God so loved the world, 就是神这么爱这个世界。
Here it says that for God so loved the world.、
哦那从这个三章十六节，我们就说，甚至将他的独生子赐给人，就是这个。所以这一节圣经节三章十六节啊，神这么爱世界，其实那个世界就只是世界上的人。
So here says, he so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, and then he referring to the believers. So this world, actually in general term referring to the people in the world.、
哦、因此啊，神很爱世界上的人。
Therefore, God so loved the people in the world.
那再回头过来看这个约翰一书的第五章。
And referring back to 1 John chapter 5.
说全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
He says that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
因此这个世界不是指的物质的世界。
Therefore, this world here does not referring to the physical world.
这个世界是指的世界上的人。
You're referring to the people in the world rather than the physical matter as earth itself.
全世界上的人，如果他没有得到主耶稣的救恩，都是在恶者的掌管之下。
That is the whole world, that is everyone in the world, if unless they were redeemed by the salvation of Christ, they are under the control of the evil one.
那这恶者就是魔鬼啊。
And of course, this evil one is Satan, as we know it.
因此从这一节圣经节，我们就很清楚，我们是活在一个对立的世界里面。
Therefore, clearly, we can see that we are living in the world of good against evil.
所以在灵界里面，在物质界里面，可能你觉得婚姻很圆满，家庭很幸福。
So physically speaking, you may think that you are living a good life, you have a very good marriage,
啊, 这个社会很安定, 很繁荣,
and the economy is sound, and your job is good.
但是如果你回到灵界来看,
but if you looking at it from the spiritual perspective,
如果一个丈夫信, 太太不信,
if a husband is a believer of Christ and the wife is not,
其实在灵界里面,
spiritually, they are actually against each other.
那丈夫是活在, 活在神的国里面,
for from the spiritual aspect, the husband's living in the kingdom of God.
那这个太太是活在这个恶者的掌管之下,
whereas the spouse is living under the control of the evil one.
那如果这样看的话, 这就变成一个很严肃的, 很严重的事情了。
With this understanding, we can see that this is a very serious matter.
所以有时候我们在看一件事情, 你看是要用 物世界的观点来看, 还是用灵界的观点来看?
Therefore, everything's really depends on how you view it from a physical perspective or spiritual perspective.
有时候有一个传道说, 为什么不要娶外邦跟嫁外邦?
And there was a minister once tried to explain why is it so important not to marry someone of other faith.
从物世界来看, 可能他条件很好, 可以帮助你婚姻美满, 家庭幸福。
And perhaps this spouse, this future spouse that you're considering, he or she may help you do well in your physical life.
但是从年纪来讲,
but from spiritual perspective, a person who has not been saved by Jesus, he or she is a dead person.
所以躺在你旁边的是死人啊。
So think about it, you're just lying right next to a dead person on bed.
从年纪来讲就是这样啊。
And that's from the spiritual eyes, that's the way it is.
那从这个观点一看你就发现这个怎么有办法同行天国路, 没有办法。
So from just merely from this perspective, you will know that it's very difficult for the couple to travel on their journey to heaven.
所以所谓属灵就是属神。
So what does it mean by being spiritual? That means belong to God.
也就是用神的观点来看事情。
That is using God's perspective to view the matter.
那个叫做属灵。
And that means, that's the definition of being spiritual.
那因为我们活在这个两个世界, 对立的世界里面。
Because we are living in the world in which good and evil contradict each other.
那这个对立的世界就是一种征战。
And this standoff is a form of battle.
所以这个生活本身就是一种征战。
Therefore, living is a battle.
神希望能够让你完全归属于他。
For God wants you to totally belong to Him.
让你能够享受他里面的丰盛的恩典。
So that you may enjoy His abundant grace in Him.
有今生跟来世的福气。
Having hope of present and eternal life.
但是魔鬼也希望你能够属于他。
But Satan wants you to belong to Him too.
有的牧道者, 我们跟他讲说, 你要来信耶稣啊。
And we've been trying to talk to some non-believers that you should believe in Jesus.
他说没有关系啊, 反正下地狱也不是我一个。
And an interesting reply may be, that's okay, I have a lot of companies in hell.
这句话是真的啊, 下地狱不是一个人啊。
True, you'll find a lot of people down there.
但是我们想想看哦, 你到医院去啊, 没有一个人说, 没有关系啊, 反正开刀也不是我一个。
But just think about it, you know, using that argument, you know, you can say, it's okay to go to the hospital, I'm not the only one who's having an operation.
能够去不去, 最好不要去。
And of course, if you can avoid going to hospital, everyone would like to avoid it.
所以这个下地狱啊, 能够不下, 最好不要下。
So if it's all possible, of course you don't want to go to hell.
因为这是个人的受苦。
Because that's just your own suffering.
但是这是魔鬼的, 魔鬼的这个目标。
But that's the goal of Satan.
他希望每一个人跟他一样。
He wants everyone to be like him.
因此在这个约翰一书里面就谈到信仰生活啊, 魔鬼的三大计谋。
So in the book of 1 John here mentioned about the three key schemes that Satan uses.
我们要从这三方面来了解到底魔鬼怎么样在做工。
So let's identify them and then we can know how Satan works.
第一个,
number one,
魔鬼希望已经得救的人再犯罪离开神。
Satan wants to tempt those people who are really believe in Jesus and make them sin.
我们看, 第三章, 约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章的第七节。
First John chapter 3 verse 7.
说小子啊, 不要被人诱惑, 行义的才是义人, 正如主是义的一样，第八节。
Verse 8.
犯罪的是属乎魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就是犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，是为着要除灭魔鬼的作为。第九节
Verse 9、
所以凡从生的神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他不能够犯罪，因为他是从神而生的。第十节
Verse 10。
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱的弟兄的也是如此。十二节
Please read verse 12。
不可像该隐，他是属乎那个恶者的，杀了兄弟。所以这个地方在讲说人啊，基本上有也有两个不同的归属。
From these few verses, we can see that there are two destinations of men.
一个就是神的儿女。
One, is of course the children of God.
那谁是神的儿女
？And who are the children of God?
这里说行义的才是义人。
Here it says that he who does what is right is righteous.
那犯罪的是属乎魔鬼
，and those who are sinful is of the devil.
所以不行义的就不属神。
So if you do not do what is right, then you do not belong to God.
因此信了耶稣之后
，so after you believe in Jesus,
如果我们不照圣经的道理来做
，if you do not follow the teachings in the Bible,
过着算犯罪的生活方式
，and you live a life of sinful man,
你到最后还是属乎魔鬼。
Then you doesn't matter. You belong to the evil one.
所以。不是一次得救永远得救的。
So it is not that today I believe in Jesus, I'm safe, and then I'm safe forever.
你信耶稣受洗罪得赦免，你就永远得救，不管你做什么事情，你还是得救。
It is not that today we believe in Jesus and baptized and His blood washed away our sins and we'll be safe for sure.
这里有很圣经里面很多的圣经节在解释这一点。
And there are many teachings, many verses in the Bible explaining.How one could be saved.
请看马太福音的第五章。
Please refer to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, rather.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太福音第七章二十一节。
Matthew 7:21.
所以凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能够都进天国。唯独遵行我天父旨意的才可以进去。这里说不是称呼我主啊主啊的人都可以进天国。
Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是我们看罗马书第十章怎么写。
But what did it say in Romans chapter 10?
你心里相信。
That if you confess Christ in your heart,
你口里呼叫主的名。
And you cry out the name of Lord with your lips,
你就可以得救。
Then you will be saved.
但是这里又说不是呼求主啊主啊的都可以进天国。
But over here it says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那这样看起来是不是圣经有矛盾的地方呢？
Can one conclude that we can, that there are contradictions in the Bible?
当然圣经没有矛盾的。
Of course, Bible will not contradict itself.
这是神的话，怎么会矛盾呢？
For this is the words of God, should be no contradictions.
那罗马书第十章里面说，心里相信，口里承认，这是含有一个条件的。
For what is written in Romans chapter 10 about confessing and believing with your heart and lips, that's actually a conditional phrase.
就是你相信耶稣是救主，你口里承认他是救主，但是生活要照神的旨意来行。
That is, yes, in your heart you believe in Jesus, and from your mouth you confess that Christ is the Lord, but you must still act according to the way of God in your daily lives.
如果我们人相信有神，
and if you believe in God,
我也受洗。
And I got baptized.
我也呼求神的名。
And then I call on the name of Jesus.
但是我生活不照神的道理来做。
But if I do not live according to the teachings in the Bible,
是不是能得救呢？
Could I be saved?
这个还是大有问题。
That's a major question mark.
所以马太福音二十四章在讲这个世界的末日。
Therefore, in Matthew chapter 24, when he talks about the end of time,
马太福音二十五章在讲怎么预备。
And chapter 25 talks about how we should prepare for the last day.
他讲三个比喻。
And Jesus gave three parables.
就讲审判的三个标准。
And there indicated the three standards of judgment.
第一个比喻。
And first parable,
十个童女。
The parable of the 10 virgins.
五个是聪明的。
There are five smart, intelligent virgins.
预备油在器皿。
And they would prepare oil in their lamps.
五个是愚拙的。
And there are five foolish ones.
灯没有油。
And they did not prepare oil in their lamps.
童女在圣经里面就是指着得救的信徒。
And these virgins represents the chosen, the safe people.
要装饰整齐等候新娘。
That they should prepare themselves waiting for the coming of the groom.
但是这个五个聪明的，因为被圣灵充满，有好行为。
But these five virgins, because they were filled with Holy Spirit, they have good deeds.
所以在得救的时候，就被邀请到天国去。
So on the day of judgment, they were invited to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是五个愚拙的
，But the five foolish ones,
生活没有改变。
They did not change their way of life.
没有发光，不能荣耀神。
They did not shine the light for God. They couldn't glorify God.
所以新郎来的时候，还是被丢掉。
So when the groom comes, they will be forsaken.
这个就是魔鬼的计谋。
And this is the scheme of Satan.
希望我们人虽然受洗了，但是还活在罪里面。
He wants us to, even though we're baptized and we have really belonged to God, but still continue to live in sin.
那接下去主耶稣讲的比喻就是山羊跟绵羊的比喻。
And also Jesus mentioned the parable of the goat and the sheep.
羊就是代表受洗后的信徒。
And the goat and the sheep, they both represent the believer who have already baptized.
主耶稣就是大牧者。
And Jesus is the great shepherd.
但是到最后这个羊要分作两半。
But later, this flock will be divided into two types.
绵羊在右边。
Sheep on the right.
就上到天国去。
And they will be taken to heaven.
山羊在左边。
And the goat will be on the left.
就下到地狱里面去。
And they will be cast into hell.
那个标准是什么？
What is the standard?
我们看就是讲爱。
Again, love.
所以一个人如果生我的信主耶稣我相信我也称呼他的名，但是我没有爱神也没有爱人，能得救吗？
So if a person acknowledges Christ and confess with his mouth and yet did not live a life of loving God and man, could he be saved?
很清楚从主耶稣讲的话来，这个得救是有问题。
Very clearly, just from the words of Jesus, we know that his salvation is in doubt.
所以信要加上爱才有盼望。
Therefore, faith plus love will give you hope.
那魔鬼有信没有爱，魔鬼还是没有盼望。
For Satan has faith, but has no love, therefore he has no hope.
因此这个魔鬼的作为啊就是要引诱人犯罪。
Therefore, one of the key scheme of Satan's is to tempt people into sin.
让人的生活越过神的界限。
So that you will live a life that's beyond the teachings in the Bible.
因此约翰一书的第三章第八节说犯罪的是属乎魔鬼的。
Therefore, in 1 John chapter 3, it says that whoever sins is belong to the devil.
那第八节的下面说，神的儿子显现是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And then he further says that the coming of the Son of God is to remove the work of Satan.
所以主耶稣来世界就要除灭魔鬼的作为。
For Lord Jesus come to the world to remove the work of Satan.
也就是要除掉罪。
That is to remove our sin.
所以主耶稣从出生的时候啊，圣经里面就是说他要来拯救人脱离罪。
The Bible already predicted that when Jesus came to the world to deliver people from sin.
对没有信主耶稣的说，主耶稣的宝血要洁净他的罪。
And for those non-believers, the blood of Jesus will wash away their sins.
对已经信主的人来说
，and for the believers,
主耶稣要帮助他们脱离罪。
Jesus will help them to escape from sin.
所以这个基本上我们信仰生活是一场属灵的征战。
Therefore, our spiritual life is really a lifelong battle.
因此每一个信徒得救了，神就得到荣耀。
For every saved believer, the name of God will be glorified.
但是每一个信徒如果犯了罪，
At the same time, for every believer who has sinned,
就落入魔鬼的圈套。
And then it's another one go through the net, the trap of Satan.
所以这个约翰一书里面告诉我们，魔鬼的计谋就是要人犯罪。
Therefore, in First John it says that Satan wants to tempt us into sin.
魔鬼是很厉害的。
And Satan is very crafty.
你看亚当跟夏娃。
Think about Adam and Eve.
天天跟神在一起。
Daily, they live and see God.
魔鬼有办法引诱让他犯罪。
Satan still found a way, to tempt them into sin.
我们再看，在主耶稣那个时代。
Even in the times of Jesus,
犹大
Judas,
天天跟主耶稣在一起。
And he was with Jesus every day.
听主耶稣讲道。
He was able to listen to the teaching of Jesus.
看主耶稣行神迹。
He saw Jesus perform miracles.
但是魔鬼还是有办法引诱他犯罪。
But Satan somehow found a way to tempt him into sin.
那这并不是讲主耶稣没有能力抵挡魔鬼的这个计谋。
Of course, this doesn't mean that Jesus has no power against Satan.
这是指的我们人常常失去对魔鬼警醒的心。
But rather, it's because we lacked a watchful heart, watching for the work of Satan.
已经进入试探了，我们还不知道。
For we have already entered a temptation, and yet we ourselves do not know.
在犯罪之前有试探。
And before you actually committing the sin, there will be some temptations.
但是人进入试探自己不知道。
But while you in the temptations, you are not aware of it.
因为试探里面常常有世俗的快乐。
For within the temptation, you'll find the pleasure from the world.
所以有人在问啊，基督徒可以不可以跳舞？
Some people have asked this question, can Christians go dancing?
当然第一个问题是需要不需要的问题。
And of course this is this is really a function of whether do you need to dance.
有一对夫妻慕道者已经到七十几岁了。
And so there's an old couple, they're just visiting our church, they're over 70 years old.
那他们还没有来慕道以前啊，夫妻两个天天跳舞。
And before they came to our church,seek for Christ, a day to dance every day.
然后他来教会慕道以后就问一个问题啦，那我去信耶稣以后可以不可以跳舞？
So after they came to the church, they say, oh, after I become a Christian, can I still go dance?
那他的女婿是一个很虔诚的基督徒啊。
And their son-in-law, is a very good Christian.
他说啊，运动也不一定要跳舞啊。跳舞还有运动还有很多方式。
And then their brother-in-law, their son-in-law says that, dancing is not necessarily the only sport that you can engage in.
啊，当然了，老公公老婆婆跳舞是比较没有问题的。
Of course, for old couple to dance with each other, that shouldn't be a problem.
那你叫一个一二十岁、二三十岁的年轻小伙子跟异性在一起跳舞，这很难的，不进入试探。
For a young man and a young woman to dance together, very easily they may be led astray and enter temptation.
所以跳舞本身不是罪。
Therefore, dance itself does not constitute a sin.
但是在那个情况下，很容易进入魔鬼的试探。
But in the process of dancing, you may enter the temptation prepared by Satan.
所以为着这个原因呢，不要跳舞。
Therefore, for this reason, you should try not to dance.
不是不可以。
It is not that it's forbidden.
而是因为你进到那个环境，你容易进入试探，到时候要犯罪。
It is that now you're in this environment, you may easily lead you to sin.
对，进入魔鬼的圈套，我们要了解魔鬼的圈套。
Therefore, we must understand what are the traps of Satan.
第一个就是要希望每一个已经受洗的人到最后能够犯罪，离开神，再跟他在一起。
First is he wants to tempt those who are already saved, and so he can drag you down with them.
所以啊，这魔鬼常常在人的心里面，那个恶的欲望一直挑动起来。
So Satan would often provoke your physical fleshly desire,
好像生孩子的过程一样。
And it's just like the process of child labor.
胎儿一直到最后就生出来了。
And the pain gradually increase until the birth of the child.
所以我们现在看美国的社会有很多在圣经的标准下有很多罪恶的生活，所以我们知道美国虽然很文明啊，魔鬼还是做工很厉害。
If we're looking at the society today, there are many ways of life, they are not the way of life recorded in the Bible.
所以我们可以知道魔鬼还是在这个社会一直在做工。
Therefore, we know for sure, that Satan is working in this world, in this society.
这是第一个魔鬼的计谋。
So that's the first scheme of Satan.
让每一个信主的犯罪。
And to cause all belief members, or all believers, to sin.
那怎么样才不会犯罪？
So how could we prevent ourselves from sinning?
来抵挡魔鬼的计谋。
In order to fight against the scheme of Satan.
约翰一书三章九节。
First John chapter 3 verse 9.
说凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他的心里，他不能犯罪，因为他是从神生。从神生的就不犯罪。
Here it says that no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
什么叫从神生？
What does it mean by being born of God?
整本约翰一书里面讲三件事情。
And the entire book of 1 John talks about three things.
第一个，
One,
被圣灵充满。
To be filled with Holy Spirit.
顺着圣灵的感动带领来生活。
And to live according to the inspiration and the movement of the Holy Spirit.
你绝对不会犯罪。
And if you follow the guidelines set by the Holy Spirit, you will not sin.
人犯罪就是因为被肉体的私欲牵引诱惑才会去犯罪。
The reason why we sin is because we follow our physical desires and we change by this desire.
那被圣灵充满，这个圣灵的欲望压制了肉体的欲望，不会犯罪。
So if we follow the movement of the Spirit will constrain the physical lust and temptations.
第二个。
Secondly,
从神生的就是指的从神的道生的。
Whoever been born of God means he's born of the Word of God.
以神的话做我们的标准。
Using the Word of God as the one and only standard.
常常以神的话来检验我们内心的心思意念。
Using the Word of God to reflect and examine your thoughts.
绝对不会犯罪。
You will not be falling in sin.
但是如果人开始用世俗的标准。
But if people start using the standards in the society,
你就活在罪里面，自己都不知道。
Then while you're living in sin, you will not be noticed of it.
因为世俗的标准啊，离开神标准很远。
For we know that the standards of the world is far from the standards of God.
第三个
，and thirdly,
被神的爱充满
，be filled with the love of God.
被神的爱充满，人就不会犯罪。
If you're filled with the love of God, then you will not sin.
因为神的爱是圣洁的。
For the love of God is holy.
那世俗上很多的爱，到最后都是情欲的。
And there are many loves in this world. They all come from physical desires.
这个到最后都引导人进入罪里面。
And some of those will eventually lead people to sin.
魔鬼的第二个作为。
The second type of work of Satan.
就是用异端邪说。来引导人离开神
is to use heresies and incorrect teachings to lead people astray.
我们看约翰一书的第二章
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章
First John chapter 2.
十八节
Verse 18.
小子呐，如今是末时，你们听见说那敌基督要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道现在是末时的十九节
Verse 19
他从我们中间出去却不是属我们若是属我们就仍必与我们同在他们出去显明都不是属我们二十节
Verse 20
你们从那圣者的恩膏并且知道这一切的事情我写这个给你们不是因为你们不知道真理正是因为你们知道并且知道没有虚妄的真虚妄是从真理出来的这个地方啊圣经这样说
Here Bible says
说有一群人是敌基督的
And see there will be the Antichrist
他们从我们中间出去
And they went out from us
那为什么会从这个约翰这个团体里面出去
And why would these Antichrists be out from the group of John
到最后就是因为传的道理不一样
And that's because they have preached and a different doctrine
所以这个道理不是说引用圣经在传道都是从神来的，不一定。
So not necessarily that all teachings are from God.
我们要看到引用圣经所传的道是不是合乎圣经原来的意思。
And even people may using biblical basis to prove the word of God, but we must see how he applies the Bible verses to support his doctrines and teachings.
请看约翰一书的第二章。约翰二书，约翰二书
，Please refer to Second John, the book of Second John,
350页。
Second John,
约翰二书
，Second John,
第六节
，Verse 6。
我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。你们从起初所听见的当行的，就是这就是命令。第七节
，Verse 7。
因为世上有许多迷惑的人出来。他们不认识耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。第八节
，Verse 8，
你们要小心，不可失去你们所做的功，乃要得着满足的赏赐。第九节
，Verse 9，
凡越过基督的教训不常守的，就没有神；常守教训的，就有父又有子。第十节
，Verse 10，
若有人到你那里不传这个教训，不要接待他到家里，也不要问他的安。十一节
，Verse 11，
因问他的安，就在他的恶行上有份。第九节说，越过基督的教训，不常守着，就没有神了。
Verse 9 says, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God.
那第十节甚至说不要接待他到家里面。
Verse 10 even says, if anyone comes to you, does not bring him, bring this teaching,
to
your house, or welcome him.
因为不要在他的恶行上有份。
And he says, do not share in his wicked work.
所以主耶稣在讲啊，他说不是抵挡我们的就是帮助我们。
So not necessarily that whoever does not oppose us is helping us.
我们到非洲去传道了。
And we went to Africa to preach.
好像说到这个到肯尼亚去。
For example, went to Kenya.
95% 都是基督徒。
95% of the population in Kenya are Christians.
但是他们不知道圣灵降临。
But they do not know that the Holy Spirit has already descended.
不知道赦罪的洗礼。
They do not know the baptism of remission of sin.
所以我们传给他，他接受了，就变成一个很完全的一个基督徒。
So we preach this gospel to them, and they accept it, and they become perfect.
所以他们所做的工作也是有价值的。
So even their work, the work that they have done previously, has value in the Lord.
好像施洗约翰的工作。
Just like the work of John the Baptist.
为主耶稣铺路。
And he prepared the way for Jesus.
但是我们在看呢，有一些人传的跟圣经确实是差距太大。
But some people has preached a doctrine that is too far away from the Bible.
耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣不是神。
And they will say that Jesus is the Son of God. He is not God.
这个本身就不是圣经的道理。
And we know that that's not the teaching in the Bible.
这个就有问题。
And this teaching is incorrect.
或者说没有地狱
or they deny the existence of hell.
神怎么可能说因为你不拜他就把你丢到地狱里面？
And they will say that God so loved the world, why would he throw you in hell just because you don't love him?
不管你多热心带了多少人信耶稣
no matter how zealous you were for God and brought how many people to Christ.
但是一个人在传没有地狱
but if the teaching is about the non-existence of hell.
这个本身也不是圣经的教训。
And we know that's not the teachings of the Bible.
所以这些跟圣经很重要的教训不一样啊，传的不一样，这个就不是从神来的。
So if the key teachings are not from the Bible, we know that it's not from God.
因为信基督最后的盼望就是天国。
Because we know that our everlasting hope is that of the eternal kingdom.
那有天国相对就一定有地狱。
And if there's heaven and kingdom, then surely there is a hell.
或者把人当作偶像来拜。
Or some people, some would preach and worshiping a certain workers.
我们祷告要先向耶稣的母亲祷告，然后耶稣的母亲再吩咐耶稣来成全。
And they would say we should pray for the saints of Christ or the mother of Christ, and then they will pray for our behalf to Jesus.
这个是越过基督的教训。
We know that this has gone beyond the teachings of Jesus.
圣经从来没有这样讲。
Bible has never said that.
连一句话也没有这样讲。
Not even a phrase.
神只用玛利亚生主耶稣。
And Mary gave birth to Jesus.
但是在灵界里面，玛利亚跟耶稣是没有关系的。
But spiritually, there is no relationship between Mary and Jesus.
所以主耶稣的母亲呢，要吩咐主耶稣说，他们酒用完了。
So when the mother, so when Mary told Jesus that the wine used in the wedding is about it was about to finish.
那主耶稣说。
And then Jesus said,
我的时候还没有到。
And my time has not come.
主耶稣的母亲来找他。
And then when the mother of Jesus came to see him,
主耶稣说，谁是我的母亲？
And Jesus said, who is my mother?
那看起来好像主耶稣连母亲也不认。
It seems that Lord Jesus even doesn't deny his own mother.
其实不是，当他这样讲的时候，他是站在神的立场在讲话。
And we know that this is not the case because he was speaking from the perspective of God.
耶稣的母亲也是人。
And for the mother of the physical Jesus, she is a mere mortal.
所以把她当作偶像来拜。
So worshipping her as a god,
把她当作比耶稣还大来拜，她才吩咐耶稣成全。这个已经差圣经太远。
Worshipping the mother of Jesus as someone who is greater than Jesus, it's incorrect.
所以这个叫做这个叫做异端。
And this is what could be considered a form of heresy.
那这就是魔鬼的作为。
And these are some of the work of Satan.
因此我们在这个世界上要很注意魔鬼的作为。
So in this world, we must be very careful about the work of Satan.
那不只是这个真理上传的不一样，有时候灵界的体验也不一样。
Not only they would preach a different gospel, they would also have different spiritual experiences.
先看约翰一书的第四章。
Please refer to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
说亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可以都信，总要试验哪些灵是出于神的，不是，因为世界上有许多的假先知已经出来了。这里说一切的灵不可以都信。
He said, Dear friends, do not believe every spirit.
可见说约翰在当时啊，也有一些灵界的事情发生。
It shows that even at that time, there were some spiritual events.
那原因就是有许多的假先知。
And the reason being that there were some false prophets.
啊，所谓假先知就是不是从神来的。
False prophets, that means prophets are not coming from God.
他可能奉神的名，但是他不是从神来的。
They may proclaim the name of God, but they are not from God.
因此他身上的那个灵有时候不一定是神的灵在做工。
Therefore, the spirit that enabled them to work, may not be the spirit of God.
所以这些假先知也能够让人有灵界的体验。
So these false prophets, may also give you certain kind of spiritual experience.
但是要谨慎的就是说要分辨这个灵从哪里来。
But you must be careful and discern where did the spirit come from.
讲穿了，这个灵就是从魔鬼来的。
And the spirit could be coming from the evil one.
因为灵界有四种灵。
Because there are only four kinds of spirit.
神的灵。
The spirit of God.
魔鬼的灵。
The spirit of Satan.
人的灵。
The spirit of human.
天使的灵。
Spirit of angels.
这个人的灵跟天使的灵不会进到另外一个人身上。
And the spirit of man and the spirit of angel will never enter another human being.
那会让人有灵界的体验的只有神的灵跟魔鬼的灵。
So only the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan will let you have any sort of spiritual experience.
那既然约翰在这里说啊，一切的灵都不是不一定都是出于神，那很显然就是另外一种灵界的体验，其实不是从神来的。
And therefore, when he says here, "Do not believe every spirit," indirectly he's saying that if there's other spirits, be careful; they may be from the evil one.
那在这段圣经里面，他提到三个标准。
And in this passage, he mentioned three standards.
那这三个标准要完全符合。这个灵界的体验才是从神来的。
And these three standards must go, must be agreed in agreement, for a person to discern and understand that this spirit is from Satan or from God.
第一个标准。
And standard one is verse two.
要认识耶稣是道成肉身来的。
And should acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come in flesh and is from God.
那这个灵才是神的灵。
And so this spirit is the spirit of God.
所以中国民间宗教民间传统宗教这个一贯道。
There is a very popular new religion in Asia. It's called the
一贯道哈。
It's called the believing all the universal belief.
五教，它是五教合一。
That is, it believes all five major religions.
也读圣经，也读佛经。
They believe the Christian faith, also the Buddhist faith.
表面看起来它的包容性很大。
And other faith, of course. And it seems that they tolerate all different religions.
那从他这样看起来，变成基督徒心胸很狭窄。
And from this perspective, it seems that the Christians are very intolerant to other faith.
但是实际上看起来，
but in reality,
他只是相信圣经的一小点而已。
They only believe in a very tiny portion in the Bible.
因为他如果完全相信圣经，
because if he completely believes in the Bible,
除他以外别无拯救。
He says that there is no salvation other than from me.
天下人间没有四下别的名我们可以得救。
There is no other name that was given to us that we can rely on and be saved.
所以你如果完全相信圣经，
so if you believe in the Bible completely,
佛经、可兰经、什么经都可以丢掉，不需要。
And then you don't need any other scriptures, the Korans or the Buddhist scriptures, the Hinduism scriptures.
所以这个五教合一看起来是包容性很大，但是实际上是误导人。
So the kind of heresies that the religions that believe all different faith, it's a heresy, it's incorrect.
因为他基本上他不相信耶稣是神。
Because basically their fundamental faith refused to believe that Jesus is the only God.
所以他灵界有体验，但是体验就有问题，因为他不相信耶稣是神。
But they, yes, you know, we have heard that they have spiritual experiences, but we know that this is a this experience is from the evil one because the spirit does not believe that Jesus is God.
第二个标准。
And the second standard.
请看第四章。
Please read chapter 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他。
He says they are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them all.
说这些假先知是属世界的。
And says that these false prophets are from the world.
虽然有灵界的工作，但是他论世界的事情。
Even though they may have spiritual power and experiences, but they'll talk about things of the world.
所以世人很喜欢听。
Therefore, the people in the world likes to listen to them.
约翰福音第三章里面说，从天上来的论天上的事。
And in John chapter 3 says, those who from heaven will talk about things of heaven.
从地上来论地上的事。
Those coming from the world will talk about things of the world.
所以如果有灵界的体验，但是这个体验到最后都是带领人去论地上的事情。
If you have spiritual experience, but if all these experiences just has to do with the earthly matter.
看得异象或者说这个启示全部都是地上的事情。
If all the inspirations and the revelations and all the prophecies all had to do with things in this world.
那跟算命有什么不同？
And then it's just as good as fortune telling.
那所以这个灵就有问题。
And we know that this kind of spirit, it's doubtful.
因为从天上来要帮助我们像老鹰一样高飞。
For the spirit from above will help us to soar our wings like eagle.
远离世俗的牵连，能够灵性的越来越靠近神。
Apart from the anxieties in this world and be drawn near to God.
那第三个。
And the third standard.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们是属神的，认识神就听从我们，不认识神的就不听从我们，从此我们就可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵。所以第三个标准呢，就是他是不是能够听我们的教训。
Verse 6 says, we are from God, and whoever knows God, listen to us.
也就是圣经里面得救的要道。
That is the teachings of salvation recorded in the Bible.
所以魔鬼的第二个作为。
So the second major work of Satan,
就是用假的道理来引诱人离开神
is to use false teachings to lead people astray.
用谬误的灵这种灵界的体验来取代真正圣灵的体验
using false spiritual experiences to lead people into believing other spirits.
所以信耶稣在耶稣里面呢、也有一些不是神的灵的工作要分辨
So even within and among the Christianities there are different spirits and we must be very careful
因为有很多是恶者的工作
For many of these came from the work of the evil one
第三点
And the third point
魔鬼的工作就是要借着世界的引诱使人离开神
Satan will use the world to snare people out from salvation
请看约翰一书的第二章
First John chapter 2
约翰一书的第二章
First John chapter 2
十五节
Verse 15
不要爱世界和世界上的事人若爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面十六节
16
因为凡世界上的事就像肉体的情欲眼目的情欲并今生的骄傲都不是从神来的乃是从世界来的十七节
17
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去唯独遵循神旨意的才是永远长存这个地方说不要爱世界和世界上的事
He says do not love the world or anything in the world
为什么
Why is it
因为人如果爱世界爱父的心就不在他里面
He says if anyone loves the world then the love of the father is not in him
因此如果一个人去贪爱世界他跟神呢就会越来越疏远
Therefore if a person is determined to love the world then he will beFar away from God.
因为这个世界的本质跟神的本质是不一样的。
Because the nature of the world is totally different from the nature of God.
而且是相反的。
And not only different, they're in opposite directions.
因此当一个人的心渐渐靠近世界他就渐渐离开神了。
So when a person's heart is drawn in the direction of the world, then he's in the opposite direction toward God.
那这个就是魔鬼的工作。
Then we know this is the work of Satan.
希望人渐渐离开神。
He wants people to depart from God.
那世界是指的什么
And what does this world mean?
三件事情
three things.
肉体的情欲
The lust of the flesh.
超过欲望满足的范围的欲望，这个就是肉体的情欲。
That is the desire that goes beyond the teachings in the Bible.
肚子饿了，你想吃，这不叫肉体的情欲。
And if you're hungry and you like to eat, that's not the lust of the flesh.
但是你想吃拜偶像的那个筵席啊，很好吃，这个就是肉体的情欲。
And if you want to eat the food, the delicious food that's been sacrificed for the idols, then that's the lust of the flesh.
你长大了结婚，这不叫肉体的情欲。
And you grown to a certain age, you want to get married. That's not the lust of the flesh.
但是结婚以后在婚外面乱搞，这个就是肉体的情欲。
But if you having an affair, then that's the lust of the flesh.
这个就是魔鬼的工具。
And these are the tools and the instruments of Satan.
那你心里如果进到那个地方，你就离开了神。
And if your heart is in that mindset, then you will depart from God.
这个就是魔鬼的厉害。
And that's why Satan is so shrewd.
那下面说眼目的情欲。
And it says lust of the eyes.
为了满足眼目
的欲望。That is to satisfy what we like to see.
让你尽量看。
And so you can see it all.
超过道理的范围就是情欲。
And beyond the teachings in the Bible.
所以在这个末世里面，我们发现真的守道不简单。
And it's very hard to preserve the word of God in this end days.
因为让你眼目情欲满足的，有时候你不要出去啊，就是从电视、从报章杂志就送到你的客厅来。
And you don't even have to leave your house. Just turn on the TV and then flip a few pages in the magazine. You can satisfy the lust of your eyes.
使人的内心无法清净。
And it pollutes.Your heart.
那一个人呢、啊？一旦这个眼目的情欲占领啊，你的心就会离开神越来越远。
And once you have all these other images in your heart, and then you will have no room for God.
清心的人有福了。
For the blessed is the pure in heart.
清心就是没有杂质。
A pure heart means there's no filth in their hearts.
这个心里面没有这种眼目的情欲。
There is no lust of the eyes.
这个人有福了。
The blessed is this.Pure heart person,
要看见神
for he shall see God.
他对神的体验才会活泼
and he will have strong and deep experience of God.
那第三个就是今生的骄傲
and then it's also the pride of life.
有一次我在台湾呢，要去一个教会，
of certain merchandise or service.
所以现在什么人都要做大王，就要突出。
So nowadays people like to call themselves, they like to have big titles. You know, they're the king, they're the super whatever.
讲到最后就是今生的骄傲。
And they like to have big titles to show off their pride in life.
虚荣心的满足。
And to satisfy their pride.
有的钱很多，还是在世界上拼命的拼。
And some already have very much money, but they still work like dogs.
因为他希望他这一行里面他当龙头。
Because they want to be a leader in their specialty, in their field.
所以有了钱之后，接下去就是要名。
So now that I have a lot of money, I have to have fame.
所以在开始为钱拼命，再来就是为名拼命。
First, you want to accumulate a lot of wealth, and then you want to accumulate a lot of fame.
那如果人生的目标是这样，就渐渐就离开了神。
And if these are the goals in your life, then you are in the opposite direction of seeking God.
对，这就是魔鬼的计谋。
And this is the scheme of Satan.
用肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，这一些跟神的本性相反的事情，一直引诱人，让人离开神。
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, Satan will use these tools to trap you, to get you away from God.
所以约翰一书在论那个魔鬼、那个恶者，确实是在做工。
So indeed, we can see the work of Satan, as is recorded, the work of the evil one.
第一个
First,
借着试探引诱人进入犯罪里面。
Through temptations, he will snare the believers into sin.
第二个
Second,
借着似是而非的教训引诱人离开得救的要道。
Using incorrect teachings and heresies to lead people astray.
借着谬误的灵的体验引诱人离开真神真灵的体验。
And through the false and incorrect spiritual experiences to lead people away from God.
第三个
and third,
借着世界的引诱使人离开神。
To the temptations of the world to make you depart from God.
所以我们不要 不要失去的警醒的心呢、啊。
So we should always be watchful.
末世到了。
For the end days, is ahead.
彼得说我们要谨慎自守。
And Peter says that we should be watchful and alert.
然后警醒祷告。
And pray.
啊，因为魔鬼到处在做工呢。
For Satan is working everywhere.
要非常谨慎。
We must be very, very careful.
不然这个三点哪一点我们中到了就离开了神。
So because if we if any three, any one of these three schemes could trap us at any given time.